Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, it's never too early to plan a romantic Valentine's Day getaway. We at Wait Wait, here to help, of course. This week we saw an ad for a romantic Valentine's Day cruise hosted by whom?
A romantic Valentine's Day cruise?
Yes. Hmm. Very exciting.
Abu Nadal.
Why not?
The cruise that never ends.
I am hinting that I need a hint. Wait, code is Abu Nadal means, boy, do I need a hint, like right now.
Picture yourself sunbathing in the promenade deck while your host serenades you and your Valentine with his own original composition, Let the Eagle Soar.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Not the former Attorney General, John Ashcroft.
That would be him.
Yeah, baby.
The ads for the cruise reads, quote, surprise your sweetheart.
Oh.
And who wouldn't be surprised to find themselves captive or honored guests, depending on your point of view, on a cruise with GOP luminaries like former Attorney General Ashcroft, former Attorney General Ed Meese, former Senator Alan Simpson.
Good Lord.
And wait, is that Charo? Oh, no, it's just Tom Tancredo. Honey, you shouldn't have.
And the awful thing is they already made a movie called Ship of Fools.
I know.
No, you know what this is?
What is this, Tom?
It's an elaborate Republican abstinence program.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the only time when you go, honey, that vacation seemed so long.
But it is. I just want to stress, it's being offered as a Valentine's Day romantic getaway with these luminaries of the American Republican Party. The cruise is sponsored by the Young Americas Foundation. It will make stops in Belize, Guatemala, Honduras, and other areas being considered as potential offshore havens for Republicans to set up their government in exile.
Right. They have day trips to destabilize the local government.
Didn't Ashcroft, was he going to like go around the pool and drape cloths over the women in bikinis?
Charlie, we go now to Florida's 6th Congressional District.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
Palm Beach area. May have the distinction of having what? 2 elections in a row.
A tie.
No.
A phony tie.
No. Give me a hand. This used to be Mark Foley's district.
This is the new sex pervert guy.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the Democratic perv.
Exactly.
Excellent. Yeah.
Meet the new congressman, same as the old sex pervert congressman. Some variation.
This is Congressman Mahoney.
Yes, in fact. You may remember...
Dee Diddler.
Yes.
Yeah.
You remember 2 years ago, of course, when Republican Congressman Mark Foley lost his seat in this conservative district.
Can you put that
revealed
another way? Because,
It all sounds
dirty. This whole thing is a straight line. So
yeah, I know.
Let's try to get through it.
Yeah. He was, I guess we can say that he was misusing his page-a-day calendar. His Democratic replacement, Tim Mahoney, got all Annie Oakley on him. Anything you can do, I can do better. Just weeks before the election, it was revealed Mahoney had paid off one mistress who had been on his campaign staff and had an affair with a local official, and then his wife divorced him. He's apologized. He's come up with a new campaign slogan just a week or so before the election. Congressman Tim Mahoney... At least he's not just a tease. No? How about this one? How about this one? Go all the way with Congressman Mahoney. Tom, this election we've heard all sorts of nasty things said about the various candidates. Erratic, pals around with terrorists. The Montana governor's race has seen its share of mudslinging. The Republican candidate, Roy Brown, was forced to beat back accusations that he was what?
Oh, this is horribly embarrassing. I know the answer to horribly embarrassing for him. I'm proud to know the answer. He's a suspected vegetarian.
He was, in fact, accused of being a vegetarian. Mr. Brown had to come out forcefully in response to those email rumors. He said, quote, I am not and never have been a vegetarian. A meaty diet may seem insignificant to people in the elite states, but folks in Montana take their livestock seriously. But until cattle are granted the right to vote, as some there suggest, the willingness to slaughter and eat them is a major qualification for office. To demonstrate his bona fides, Mr. Brown sat down to a plate of broccoli, fed it to a nearby raccoon, and then ate the raccoon whole.
I think in Montana, chicken is considered a vegetable.